Peche de tambe chu sanya nyambe kuno kunjo jenu ma nan lewa se tamne sem bari shu.
For the sake of all mother sentient beings, equaling the limits of space, one shall attain, one aspires to attain a state of full enlightenment, full Buddhahood by every means. For this purpose, one should now listen to the teachings of the graduated path of enlightenment. So please suggest your motivation in such a way and this in an appropriate manner.
그래다 공화선 바자위 아니 주진 참네 단다 아 다시 이제 된저 잠시 다시 이제 된저 그랬는 단다 아 그랬다 아 존서 존서나 아 너도 가고 하세요 아 다디 가도 쉬어야 돼
So then within the part of the Lamrim teachings who have come to the portion regarding relying on the spiritual master And with it following that, a part about how to sustain your meditations. And within that, we have come to a part about refuting misconceptions about meditation.
Yes.
So regarding to this part, before Lama Tsongkhapa appeared in this world, prior to that in Tibet, the view was held that when you mentioned the word meditation, you referred specifically to what we call the placement meditation. Or stabilizing meditation. So other than that, you know, so that form of meditation was whereby you use the object of focus, like focus single pointedly with your mind, you know, on the object of meditation without any distraction. So that was considered to be meditation. Then, and then the analytical thought processes on the meaning of the scriptures and treatises, that was not considered as meditation at all. So in those times, there was a common view that was being held. The reason being that all the thought processes were thought to be conceptual processes, conceptual thoughts. Hence, they were thought to be apprehension of the signs of true existence. You know, and they were hindrances along the path of Buddhahood. They're thought to be so because they're thought to be grasping at the a science of true existence, inherent existence.
Yes. 말에 되네. 다 소도도 비 실업지. 그게 생활지 돈을 줘봐 줘야 돼. 두 받아. 삼바 제비 까브레 마도. 이 말다. 곰 곰비까 말이었어. 다 두 받아서나. 이 년에 뒤 돈. 롱이 또 년에 비까브라 두 받아서 이거 아니야. 두 받. 다 퇴비 동안데 롱게네 리비 제바치 덴르체네 수수 삼노 돈에 이바니 근데 삼중 쓰기로 이제 다 근데 퇴 삼가 갑나 조바치 거래 범에 가도 조바치 거 말해 샌데 덴르치 손이 좋아니 말이 아 다데 퇴 삼지 때는 봐봐대 공국이 오래 근데 퇴 삼지 때는 봐봐대 공국이 오는데 인말이다. 그래서 아니 조바지에는 공국이 어려서 이야다. 이 아니 공 yujizami node jine, nena tombo, ta tubar dine, samjonge yila chepate yungiris. Samjonge yila chepate gom yundu kona, eni gomzonge lo yungiris. Yindu eni, tenrisene, tusam gomso remje yunga song hiyas.
So, for some people, then they think that when one is doing this analysis of the scriptures with one's own discriminative wisdom, and that portion is used only during the time of hearing and contemplating the teachings, but not used during the time of meditation. So such was the common view that was held in those days. So-called hearing is a process whereby one hears the teachings of the scriptures from others, you know, the meaning of the scriptures from others, and then by hearing that, then one goes follows up with the process. Having heard that, then one follows up with the process of contemplation, whereby one contemplates the where one analyzes, you know, the meaning of the meaning of the scriptures that one has heard, you know, through the various means of logic, you know. Then having done that, then one arises the wisdom from contemplation. So therefore, it was commonly viewed that so-called analysis or analytical meditation was done, you know, was analysis was specifically left for the times of hearing and contemplation and not for the times of meditation, you know. So therefore, however, here Lama Tsongkhapa says that when one is hearing and contemplating, you know, the contents of those, you know, whatever meaning is ascertained through hearing and contemplation is exactly what you should be meditating upon, you know, it should be the object of your meditation. So therefore, you know, having whatever is being analyzed, the meaning, whatever meaning is being analyzed, is exactly what you should be meditating upon. So here Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Maitreya, Maitreya's Ornament of the Mahayana Sutras, which says that proper attention is based upon prior study. You know, some blind wisdom, which takes reality as its object, arises from your cultivation of proper attention. So here it says that the processes, you know, of hearing, contemplation, and meditation sort of like complement each other, even though they're, you know, so they are in sort of like in stages, in gradual stages. However, they complement each other in this sense. So then Lama Tsongkhapa further goes to elaborate that when we are meditating, the meditation process, you know, arises from hearing and contemplation, the object of meditation should be the hearing and the objects that you hear and contemplate upon. So this is divided into two types of meditation, the analytical meditation and the stabilizing meditation. Here, analytical meditation refers to continuously analyzing the meaning of the scriptures through one's own discriminative wisdom. And the stabilizing meditation refers to a process whereby one does not do much analysis, rather one does a lot of practice of stabilizing the mind upon the object of focus or placement upon the object of meditation. So when one is, for example, when one is meditating upon renunciation and bodhicitta and so on and so forth, so all these belong to the category of analytical meditation. So by meditating forcefully in such a way over a long time, then one will be able to give rise to these realizations and experiences. Then when one is meditating upon the practice of calm abiding, you know, shine, calm abiding, then during that point of time, if one does a lot of analysis, then one would not be able to achieve the goal of calm abiding, which is a single-pointed placement upon the object of focus. So that at that point of time, one does not do much analysis, but focuses mainly on stabilizing one's mind on that object. So here Lama Tsongkhapa says that if one says that all meditations are like stabilizing meditations, so all the so-called, what is so-called meditation refers specifically and only to stabilizing meditation, then it's like picking up a grain of barley and saying that whatever grains there are in the world is only just this one. Yes.
Tōngbō tūba chī yīn, yīn tūba chī yīn nē, nī tūzhōng kī shīrab chī, dī tōng rōng kī sām, tēlā tēn nē, sāmzhōng kī shīrab chī, chī yō chī. Tā, gōmzhōng kī shīrab sēyā tēn yō, nī tōngbō gōmbā tēn nē, nī gōmzhōng kī shīrab chī gō yō rī sī. Nī tā gōmzhōng kī shīrab sēyā tē, dī gōng kī gōmyā tē,
So here Lama Tsongkhapa says that the so-called the wisdom of hearing, contemplation, and meditation, all these three are risen, you know, gradually first to through hearing the meaning of the scriptures from others, then one arises the wisdom from hearing. Then following that by contemplating the meaning of this, of what if one has heard, then one arises the wisdom from contemplation. And then following that by meditating on that meaning, then one arises the wisdom from meditation. However, when one is cultivating the practice of meditation, the object of cultivation is precisely what was ascertained, you know, during the time of hearing and contemplation. You know, what you are focused upon when you are hearing and you are in the process of hearing or contemplating, that is exactly what should be the object of meditation when you are cultivating meditation. It should not be a separate subject or topic apart from that.
Yes. その後ろに行けばちばてに困っちゃうんだ。その後ろでゴムの後ろにもそうまんや。で、なとばちゃたもんはたんで、てりちゅうにしろもん。で、もんはたんで、さんばもんはた。で、もんはたんで、てりちゅうにしろもんはた。で、けざもんはじんでゴムにゃうせんば、まんな。で、もんな。ちょんごばでよんでるべつもんみ。ゴムちゃばでてさんかちゃばら、そのごんでてちゃばね、そんばいんじ。
So Yan Lama Tsongkhapa says that for those who are cultivating the path of meditation or the practice of meditation, the meditators themselves should firstly engage in extensive hearing, because from the practice of hearing extensively, one gives rise to a lot of wisdom, you know, from hearing, and also one is able to subsequently lead to a lot of wisdom that arises from contemplation. And then from a lot of, from extensive wisdom of contemplation that gives rise to the extensive wisdom derived from meditation. So therefore, in this way, but if one, having done a lot of meditation, you know, derive a lot of wisdom from meditation, then this one will be able to cut off or to seize, you know, a lot of faults and to give rise to a lot of qualities. Therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa states that it's, therefore it's very important in the beginning, you know, to do a lot of, prior to meditation, to do a lot of hearing and contemplation for meditators. Yes. So here Lama Tsongkhapa says that firstly, in the, right from the beginning, for the meditators, the contents of their hearing, contents of their hearing and contemplation, these are for, solely for the purpose of meditation at later stages. So here the analogy is given that of leading a horse. If you're going to ride a horse to a specific track or lane, then firstly today, you know, you might train the horse by showing it the path that it would ride upon, that it would follow the next day. And tomorrow, then when one is actually riding the horse, you know, then the horse sort of like knows exactly roughly which direction, you know, because of having the prior knowledge or experience of being led along that path. So therefore, like this, when one is doing hearing and contemplation, the purpose of that, you know, solely is for the purpose of meditation. So that is sort of like showing the path to the horse prior to its being led, you know, prior to its riding along that lane. And then when one comes to the process of actual meditation, it's like the horse actually running, you know, actually running along the lane to reach the destination. So therefore, if one meditates upon a subject or a topic or content that is apart or separate from that which was spent, that time which is spent on hearing and contemplation, you know, if one meditates on a completely different thing than what one had heard and contemplated upon, that is like showing the horse one path to follow, and then the next day riding it complete in a complete direction. So it's like, you know, that doesn't match up. Yes. So when one is engaging in the processes of hearing, contemplation, and meditation, then the purpose is to achieve the realizations.
Then jizu jamba ke nong da tenre zhong che song songwa. Tenre ke nenga ha ma go ken tesu, nongha la jomba chenpo che jang ke te tang, nene kong na yon jomba ma jen ken ke meni gom jia yun du kong na, nene gom ya mong yung jikwa yin ba tenre nong yo res, nong ke. Ten ma se nene gom jia nye ti, pecha tato che ya, chu nye ya tenre che yin na, te chong res, tenre ke lu su yin ba cha gu res. Nda te che nene tanda, pesan gong song remje che vi, ka se remje che ya te ma shi vi, nene tenre se chong res.
Yes. So then when Maitreya Buddha, as mentioned before in his quotation of the Maitreya Buddha, the Ordinary Materializations, it says there that the different processes or the different stages of hearing, contemplation, and meditation. Then, regards to that, you know, for someone who does not understand the critical points of such a process, then they may have the wrong misconception that for someone who has extensively studied the scriptures and treatises of both Sutra and Tantra, and for someone who hasn't done such extensive study, then both of them ends up with the equal amount of meditation. You know, one have a misconception, right? No. So due to this fault, you know, of not understanding or the processes of hearing, contemplation, meditation, then no one ends up with the assumption that those who have done extensive meditation, extensive analysis of the scriptures, and those who have not done so, then end up with the equal amount of meditation, equal amount of meditation. And then, so therefore this is, there's an assumption that those who do meditation, then those who do meditation are not do not need to do a lot of analysis of the scriptures. So again, there is such a form of misconception in Tibet that was prevailing in those days.
So in past there happened some people or the meditators that it is same the one who studied a lot when they meditated, who studied a lot and who has who has little understanding Dharma. So when they meditate, same the thing like that, but actually it's not same, because the one who studied a lot has more wisdom, there's more understanding when the person meditates, there's more understanding. The one who has done little study little understand Dharma, then during the meditation also has little understanding, there's limited understanding. So there's big differences. So I'm just saying that in the past, in Tibet, the meditators were they assume this is what they believe. Those two meditators are same when they meditate, but it's not same. There's big differences in regards to wisdom, in regards to understanding.
Mm-hmm. 대나 두삼 이시럽 중에 이바든이나 리버스에 봤던데 공중만이 뭐 어주 검 검만이 맞지신가 나는 삼대도 문제도 마토비 소재나 검대 미시반 조르데 너비 산에 산 통부 주비세 대라 때는 공중 제바 셔바 마토바 대라 공중에 뭐 충분 받는 님 정말 셔비셔로 임버다 단다데 저게 단다 쓰지도 그러던 조금 주고 제거를 해서 내야 돼. 그러다 검정대나 검색을 해서 그래서 검정 이 말이야. 다 검정을 해야 돼. 도바나 아니 노바는 이미 있다. 노바 단장 가서 노바라고 와. 일단 노용은 농조 되게 하래. 일단 노용은 농조 대안인데 아니 대체는 이미 있다. 아니 노바와 최초 농다. 아니 좀 못 받는데 아니 삼대 고마 감고마 삼대도 못 받는데 아니 뇽뇽뇽 최신 뭐 아니 텐데레에서 연행다 텐데서 고민도 이 말에 텐데서 고마다 되는 이 고민용이 놓았어야 돼 얘네 도구고요 대대는 고민용도 토민도 너비 사내 사 고마 삼대 동보세야 돼 토벌. 근데 다 검정다 검니 직관이나 삼대의 예도 마토바 삼대의 예도 세야 그러다 단대서 검인도 근데 삼대의 예도 세야 되게 도비뇨 뭐 님보치 도비뇨 뭐 뽕인도 거나 무지 세야 된다고요. 근데 단 예도 토민도네 검정 토벌. 근데 다 공정의 공리 직관이나 아니면 노바바 그래서 예도 마토비 노바바나 공대는 매세 거지 그래서 근데 텐데로운 거 말이야 소문
So here it says that when one is for those people that claim that meditation is referring specifically or exclusively only to stabilizing meditation, then regards to that, then when we talk about the wisdom arising from meditation, then firstly, one regards to hearing, when one does hearing, then one generates the different renunciation towards the desire realm. One hears about the shortcomings of the desire realm, such as a short life and loss of different desires towards the resources and enjoyments and so forth. Then one enters into the practices of the something called the high concentrations. Something called Magi Yundir. So the wisdom arising from seeing the various faults of the desire realm, such as a short lifespan and having gross delusions and such as desire and so forth, then this is the quality of the la. Yes. So then, for those, I'll try again. For those that assume that the wisdom arising from meditation is the same as meditation itself, then it says here that, for example, the wisdom arises from meditation comes about when the meditator reflects upon the faults of the desire realm, such as gross delusions, as well as short lifespan and lots of sicknesses and so forth. Then by seeing the qualities of the higher realms, such as the form and formless realms, and then their qualities such as free from sicknesses and gross delusions, and so seeing these qualities, you know, they want to choose the wisdom arising from meditation. So they meditate on these aspects and then achieve the meditation, the wisdom arising from meditation. And then if one says that meditation and the wisdom arising from meditation in that is the same nature, then this would be equivalent of saying that there is no meditation in the desire realm. Arising from yes, because then the wisdom arising from meditation refers belongs exclusively to the form and formless realms, the higher realms of meditative concentration, and so if one assumes that, then it's equivalent to saying that there is no such thing as meditation in the desire realm.
Mm-hmm. Da dena gom shibane parjin ni reshi tsu sama ne da jendri shi gom bar cheba shi jaba ne yite ka ba jendo cheba ne yong bar cheba wo shi cheba da ko bar cha de da gom se ya de kan ni se ge sen na yite ka ba jin ne yite yong bar cheba to ben na deba gom ninje gom shibane yite da de cheba la cha gu ba jin no da gom se ya de 그래다 대박금 인지 검사나 랑기 이대 그래다 인지 어제 봐 대비 어제 봐 근데 제가 대박금 인지 검사 그래서 그래마도 그게 제지도 내에 대야 된다 그 말이었어 송
So then, 남성가가 further says, by quoting Dhammamitra's Clear Words Commentary, which says that meditating is making the mind take on the state or condition of the object of meditation. So when we are meditating on the subjects such as compassion or faith, then at that point of time, one is continuously trying to condition the mind, you know, to turn into the state or the condition of a compassion and faith. So therefore, when one is doing so, then one does it through analysis, you know, not through constant analysis and conditioning, not through single point placement, not through stabilization. Yes.
맞다. 대제 노자와 김남지 링가 곰빌람이 시바지오나 링가는 모도진 통고민노도 시스 모다 곰버지올 때 곰마도 곰만이 동지고 예연 제주점에 이제 연어도 너무 고민은 양다양도 스마든 자동이도 곰빌라 기태제마비 고는 인비 용어서 받은 자원은 이것도 봐요 봐서 받아 찌는 종화도 검니가 받아 보내 얘기 전에서 이 말때는 다 검세야다 로 검벌체 받아 로이 검세야다 니쭉 발해서 인도에는 로자원 남지 배자 조용 볼까보다 안 삼례 동원직 반이나요 검바세 조 안 삼례 검세 조 되는 노요래서 그래 텐데진데다 로 컨버트 바티갈라니 검색이오리 대단히 수도 비제네 컨버트 바요와 근데 수도 비제나요 검 요리 대마제 아니 대진 파베 고남 대진 통남도 고남도 다 고남이 갑라니 검정도 또바 통보를 차로 근데 검정도 또바 통보를 내비 요나요 요한의 요한도 그게 쪼버체바 텐데송이오리 Tendu songhi wa yindu gomda, ni cheba chaya nyingawa doba te gemo shokoyan wando rishas.
So then, so when one is, Nyingma Tsongkhapa further says that when one is meditating, the so-called conditioning or meditation both refer to the same thing. So sometimes when the great translators of the past, when they're translating the lines on meditation, sometimes when they came across the word meditation or conditioning, sometimes they would use both words, you know, kom or gom, you know, in both cases to refer to similar things in their translation. So it says here that the paths of seeing and conditioning. I'm sorry. So here when it refers to the path of seeing, then it says that either in the Mahayana Arya, the Arya of the or the noble ones of the Mahayana path. So when they're meditating, when they're having achieved, so there is a very high level achievement of the wisdom that arises from meditation. So even for them, then they have to continuously engage in analysis and analytical meditation due to that. So therefore, to say that meditation, so-called meditation, so it says here that because Maitreya says that repeated reflection, comprehension, and definite discernment constitute the path of meditation for Mahayana noble being. So therefore, these three processes, repeated reflection, comprehension, definite discernment, these are analytical meditations. Therefore, to claim that the so-called meditation process itself is a separate phenomenon from what we call analysis, that this is a ridiculous claim. Yes.
Tedana, Teba Goma, Temejido, Junju Sangoma, the Madaba, the Dunga Goma, Shiva, Shi Sumbatawa, Yanda, Yonda, Jene, John Gubana, Gomda Sumbataya, but you know that. Then Yonya Jiba, Junju Don, Labdile, Rangi Yila Gomsing, and the Sam, she joined the Yanshi, and I'm not the Gomda Sumba, Labdile, that Vena, Luden, your son of Jimmy, but don't want to love the Jiru Goma, she Luden to get us a real. Don't want to be, she just ever come to Gomda Sumbi, Gomshi, but the Jacun Yuji, the Maison. Marita gom seate jerm jama ve kona tende chene jogum chubo mato jen gom jagme are nde gom ja chungchung charo wa tende mares inda ti kong da ja jong ge tenju tende da kong tong chi nde gom se so do be yon ne de chene gom mate na gom se gres so mare da tende inza tanda
Prior to the arrival or appearance of Lama Tsongkhapa, then when we say, when the word meditation was mentioned, brought up, then it referred specifically to stabilization, meditation, practices of stabilization. However, Lama Tsongkhapa says that to describe meditation solely in that context, that is very limiting towards its function, you know, to the area that it should cover. So here Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from the different texts or scriptures, such as Compendium of Training and Bodhisattva and his Bodhisattva Deeds and Engaging Bodhisattva Deeds and so forth to approve this point. So, for example, in the prayer to meet the teachings of the victorious one, Losang Chaba, or meet the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa, then within that, there's one verse which says that describes the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa as a faultless or stainless analysis of the scriptures with stainless logic, as well as meditation through single-pointed placement, you know, or stabilization. Therefore, hence in that context, we can understand that within the traditional Lama Tsongkhapa, both analysis and stabilization, you know, or placement, are both considered forms of meditation. So here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that some people claim to say that all conceptual thought processes involves the apprehension. Therefore, if one infers in that way, this would also, one would also infer that using the discriminative wisdom to analyze the scriptures, when the meaning of the scriptures, when one is doing that, then one is also, engaging thoughts that grasp onto inherent existence, and then these people claim to say that such an conceptual thought, stand in the way of Buddhahood and enlightenment, Therefore, saying that this would also infer that, analyzing scriptures becomes, a hindrance to enlightenment. So therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa says that this is the worst possible misconception that one could ever be caught up in. So the reason, so Lama Tsongkhapa states that the source of this wrong view, becomes a misconception regards to the analytical meditation. So Lama Tsongkhapa says that such a wrong view has come about due to appearance of an abbot called Hashang, from China. And when he appeared in Tibet and then he spread this wrong view. So regarding the debate, the refutation of this point will be covered during the later parts of the text in the section on special insight and calm abiding. Yes. So then in Tibet, there is the famous what we call the Kenlop Chösum, which means the abbot. Ken means the abbot, Lop means the master, the Lopun Acharya, and the Chö means the Chögyal, king of Dharma. So Kenlop Chösum were the three main figures that played an important role, major role in spreading the Buddha Dharma in Tibet. So here Kenpo, the Chögyal, refers to the king of Dharma, which is Trizong Dezen at that period of time. And then Lobun here refers to, so he invited the Lobun or the Acharya Padmasambhava Guru Rinpoche from India to come to Tibet, and also invited the Kenpo or the abbot Shivatso, Kempo Bodhisattva Shivatso, to come to Tibet to spread the Dharma. So then, at that point of time, then after after a certain period of time, when the Dharma had spread, then Bhamasambhava, the Lopam Bhamasambhava, went back to India, and then the Kempo Shivatso, he passed away. And so then a Chinese abbot came from China and spread the view saying that all forms of conceptual thoughts necessarily involves the science of grasping at true existence. Therefore, it becomes an obstacle to Buddhahood. And La. Yeah, yeah. So here the example that he gave was that all positive and negative thoughts, conceptual thoughts, both obscure the goal of enlightenment, just goal of Buddhahood, just as in the sky, whether white clouds appear or dark clouds appear, they both obscure the radiance of the sun. So therefore, they propagate the practice of, therefore they claim that all conceptual thoughts bar the goal of enlightenment, the Buddhahood. Therefore they propagate a practice whereby one meditates, one remains or leaves it at a state whereby no conceptual thoughts arise, and a mere absent state of conceptual thoughts as their object of meditation. Yes. So then in Tibet, many people did a lot of practices for accumulating merit and purification, such as prostrations, making extensive offerings and circumambulations, going on pilgrimages and so forth. So therefore, that involves usually a lot of physical hardship. So then the way that Kempo Hashyang, the Chinese abbot, was propagating that, all these are not necessary because they involve conceptual thought and they become obstacles to Buddhahood. So rather if one stays, separate from these activities and does not give rise to any thought, conceptual thoughts in one's mind, then one will naturally attain Buddhahood. So this practice, seemed very easy compared to all the prostrations and circumambulations. Therefore, many people chose this practice in Tibet back then. So then the king, having seen such a trend, then was his holy mind was disturbed. Then he thought, what should be done? Then
so also prostration and so forth, those are the practices because it one has to bear some hardships, exhaustion or some hardships. So therefore, the Hashan followers that happened in Tibet, they also regard them. You don't need to do these primary practices. So just practice nothing. Just practice meditation. Nothingness. Think of nothing.
So cultivate no conceptual thought. Then you could be able to attain enlightenment. So this became a trend in Tibet. So when the king perceived such a trend, then his holy mind was disturbed. Then he thought, what to be done? Then he remembered that when the Kempo Shadara Chida, the Kempo Shivatso, was alive, he had a nephew called Gamashila. Gamashila. So then he thought to invite Gamashila to now. So then then he remembered that when Kenpo Shiwatsu, Shandarachita was alive, then he had made a promise or a sort of like prophecy and promise that in the future if there was harm coming to the teachings, then he should invite his nephew, which is Kamala Shila, you know, to come to Tibet to contract that problem. Yes. So the king's holy mind was uncomfortable when he saw the trend. Yes.
There are many people. There are many people follow this philosophy.
Yes. So many people follow that philosophy in Tibet at that time. So when invited the Shandarachita to come to Tibet, when they invited Kamala Shila to come to Tibet, then the king told Kamala Shila that, you know, we have this person who's harming the teachings in Tibet, and his name is called Hashang, the Chinese Abbot Hashang. Then he propagates this theory that all conceptual thoughts, you know, hinder the attainment of Buddhahood. So therefore, then Kamala Shila replied that, you know, he wonders whether this abbot actually acknowledges logic, and if he acknowledges logic, you know, then we can debate and we defeat him in debate. If he does not acknowledge logic, then the only thing we can do is imprison him and beat him up. So, therefore, then when Kamala Shila then went to Tibet, then as he was near to, then he came close to the Chinese abbot, then the king sort of introduced him, said this is the Chinese abbot, you know. Then Kamala Shila then waved his hand in a circle, you know, as if, you know, and usually in debate this is one of the gestures, using either his hand or his mala, in a circle, and he said, he posed the question, what is the root of samsara? So the Chinese abbot then pulled out his robes and covered himself and said, ignorance. No. He didn't say anything. So then he did with his hand, you know, physical hand over his mala, he made a circle in the air, you know, with the intention of asking what is the root of cyclic existence. So then the Chinese abbot then immediately pulled out his robes and covered himself, and so sort of a reply of which is the ignorance, the darkness of ignorance, marigpa. And then kung gata chun is shabjama pin. And the chua git pachon. Yes. So the Chinese abbot was actually across, where they had met, you know, right across the opposite bank of the river. So when he did this, then he saw that the Chinese abbot pulled out his robes and saying this was, stating the ignorance, the root of samsara ignorance. So Kamashila seeing that he accepted logic, and then Kamashila was so happy that he crossed the river without taking his shoes off, you know, in order to go for the debate with this Chinese abbot. Yes. The Chinese abbot pulled up his robe and wrapped his head. Covered his head.
The Kamalasena was so happy that now he can use logic.
Yes. So Kamalasena was very happy that that Chinese abbot seemed to accept logic, and now he could use logic to debate with the Chinese abbot. So he's so happy that he forgot to take off his shoes and cross the bank of the river, rushed to cross the river, right. Immediately ran across the river with his shoes on. Yes.
Reda, jabo pombo deju, jabo. Ini te jila, kamala shela. Ini cho jini. Te jila ni hasyongji, ani hasyongji jino deji de. Ini deji tombo ni lobo ni paso zoba jab. Ini deji jino deji zoba jab. Tende jene ni hasyong pamiyo du hasyongji. Rita meto jabogi ni supambani na ni te meto lavali jaji ni te pajote de pus. Sumbari ni hasyong meto kamala shila pu. Ini jabu hasyong bodo de mejo ma loz. Tende jene hasyong lo hando de kona hamgo yaji le deo re jio re. Hamgo yaji le deo de ke hasyong ke ten nge lusu jini doze lagi re se. Sen de zanda jem ju pewe kap te wa tende sa de ya te ta tende yo nama jege che re.
So then during the process of debate, the king sort of acting as a witness, and then you know, but both parties, Kamashila debated with the Chinese abbot, and sometimes, so he started, the Kamashila started asking questions and then answering back and forth like that. So then eventually, the Chinese abbot was defeated. So then there was a prior agreement that whoever was defeated, then the king would give that person a flower, and that person had to offer that flower to the victor. So the flower was given by the king into the hands of the Chinese abbot, and he had to offer that flower to Kamalashila. Then therefore he was not allowed to continue staying in Tibet. The Chinese abbot was not allowed to continue stay in Tibet. So he was sort of exiled, you know, from Tibet. But when he was leaving Tibet, then one of his shoes, one of his shoes was left behind in Tibet. And this was sort of like a sign that, you know, some of his followers, you know, or followers of his teaching would be left behind in Tibet. So therefore, due to that, then it is said when Lama Tsongkhapa appeared in Tibet, during his period of time, there were actual people holding on to such views as the same as the Chinese abbots. Yes. So therefore, the Lama Tsongkhapa says that when, by claiming that the discriminating wisdom or discriminative analysis involved when one is studying the scriptures by claiming that that is not necessary during meditation, then this view would interfere with generating respect, you know, towards the classic texts. So if one does not generate, one does not have respect for the classic texts, you know, one does not recognize these classic scriptures and the commentaries to the instructions, then this causes, this becomes a major cause for the decline of the teachings, the Buddhist teachings.
njobe gomni yona nam chenda bang chegom ni chenda chen yogom ni chen che bosat chen yana de bagom dan jo dong chen ye gao ni chen ma da ban nen de ko ni me song ju sen gom da ban ni chegom gu so de ta la de dan lo shou de jun ni yin kon ni ba gu de men de da ge do so ma u ba song gom ni bi che to lo de da ba je ma ni yon yo so de bi chen de gom ba la ko na la ra de bi che ro pen na cha yo de bi sa ma do no ba mo na do ja ro bu je ba da ni yi de ma sen ma mo de sam na che do ro bu je ba yin no Dina lam de da gombana ne yojin samazan da no yin da shu da yun mo gu bi che gum an cha wo sem me ba che ne se me to me ba che che no ju je bi shu ne no che che ne du ba la su kam ne yon de yon de che na sem ne che me ni me ta la ne jo gum cha gu ba ni de de ne che la ka su che par cha wo ne ba ta a jo gum da a che gum da jo gum se gom ne ni yo re se da gom jo gum ji bo ni se de ya te ka de te ge ma re su ma ro ta rono la ne che gom da jo gom ni yo re se ona ne che gom de a kan de ka su che ju re jo gom ka ju ka su che ju re se na ta ta na bre ni na ni che ne du ka ma ni na ani jo gom che ju re se ti ka ma che ne ma du ka sa du tu ka ma yo ne yo de che ba che ba ni na ani sem ne cha no ge re ti ka ma ni jo gom re se te ma to pi ani ngin jo so se yon ngin jo so se te se je ba che ba na je gum go re ni da te ne ngin jo da che ba na ni ko bi jong sa ni ko bi jong re jong to me lo shu ta bo yo na ni te si jing ngin jo shu ta bo yo ro ni da ten de che ne ko bi jong che ba che ko bi yo ro ten de che ne ko ba na ti do so Kova la se xin xin ba te doan rup yor. Ten di che di yu gong go, jie gong go re song re. Ten an nong xin da da xin ye ten so gam ra wang yin na ni xin ye ten bi pen yon ten re ma ten mi ni mi ten re re se ne jie ba mong bo che. Ni xin ye ge yon ten sam, ga zhen sam, jie ba che. Ten de che ni gu ba jie go ro. Ten de che ni shou qin bo chung ba yin na ni xin ye ten so lo ba nong da ma de ba ta te song go ni bu che.
So therefore, when one here Lama Tsongkhapa says that there are two types of meditation, the analytical meditation and the stabilization meditation. So you know one cannot exclude either of these meditations by saying that there's only one kind of meditation. So therefore. Then one has to understand what are the two types of meditation and what functions, you know, do they perform. So for example, if one is trying to accomplish shamatha or calm abiding, at that point of time the main practice is placement or stabilization meditation. So if one is trying to accomplish shamatha for the first time, trying to accomplish calm abiding for the first time, then if one starts off with a lot of analysis, you know, mental analysis, then this becomes a hindrance or a sort of harms one's practice of shamatha, cultivation of shamatha. However, other than that, then if one is doing meditations on renunciation, bodhicitta, and so forth, then at that point of time one needs to do a lot of analysis. Then at that point of time one engages in analytical meditation. So, for example, in order to generate strong renunciation, then one needs to meditate constantly, you know, over and again, over and over again, the faults of cyclic existence, faults of samsara. Then by contemplating that, then one removes, stops the mind that is grasping, desirous grasping upon the perfections of samsara, and one generates a very strong renunciation towards it. So likewise, so all this is done through an analysis, analytical meditation. Then likewise, when one is cultivating the practice of guru devotion, at that point of time, one contemplates again, you know, through analysis, the different points about the benefits of relying on the guru and the faults or disadvantages of not properly relying on the guru. Then also one analyzes the qualities of the guru, you know, analyzes the various kindnesses of the gurus. Then by doing so, you know, so all these done through the process of analytical meditation, then one gives rise to respect and faith, a faith and respect towards the guru. And also likewise, by analyzing the various drawbacks of not properly relying on the guru, then one is able to put a stop or cease the opposite states of mind, you know, the mindset states of mind that are contrary to the practice, such as not having respect and not having faith and so forth. Yes.
맞다. 지금 지나 로쇼자고 유명하게 빼다. 그러면서 자동적인 거는 되게 거나 주민 이제 수지만이 뭐 일하지 대용 게 자동적인 거로 근데 옛날에는 자바집이 여러 나머지 있나 다들 주민 이제 남도 그 좋다네 이동아 요즘 몸보지 삼년도 거나 아니 자바 쇼쇼고 제 다 자나머지 있나 다 주민 이제 게 아니 대 노바제바 공진에서 노 대지 강가 대 텐데제인들은 참지 되면서 아 그게 뭐죠 온 거야 그래서 노 텐데 차야 용거로 텐데 열어서 빼 빼대 놓지 근데 가서 제바 제바 있나요 대점제 노쇼도 보지 그래서
so so therefore my engaging in analytical meditation one can enhance the forcefulness of the mind, you know, but the force of the mind, and therefore, so the analogy being given is that the example being given that, for example, if we are engaging in an object of desire, we mistakenly superimpose many attractive characteristics upon the object of desire, then you sort of like think, you know, in a mistaken way, you know, you superimpose that they have such and such good qualities and so forth, thereby enhancing your desire. So this conditioning causes your desire to flare up, you know, to become enhanced. So likewise, when you see an enemy, we come upon an enemy, then the mind is constantly thinking about the unattractive characteristics of the enemy, such as the things they've done to harm you and the faults and, you know, shortcomings they have and so forth. Thereby, by constantly contemplating on that, then this causes your hatred towards that enemy to intensify. So likewise, when one is practicing practicing analytical meditation, this will cause your mind to enhance its forcefulness, you know, in regards to whatever object meditation you are using. Yes.
So that I'm Michelle Barra. 개발인의 제공 하나서 구사님 요금 하나서 희망과 욕망인데 레레전인가 자급이 제로 개비정체에서 로그도 구사님 신인 대화 쇼다 소 로그비 제로 이 말에 다요 보는 루스네르지 정한 이 말에 개발인나 엔드 제공 자급을 해서 개발인나 따도 체르지 론도 체르지오 제거를 해서 엔드 제공 제거를 해서 나 구사님 남주반으로 와서 아니 말 개발진에서 지원. 덴데게네 따도 노나치 또 샘다야래. 덴데신도 연주금 제거를 해서야 덴데지신이 조인 말. 대요 한 저거 말해서 레리 전인가 자구 가르세나 신의 감나네 제지도 내비 요금 거래 개비 신의 로고 요래. 고산네 인나요 신인의 대바 슈다 공거래 대두에니 제공 거래.
Yes. So therefore, also in Tibet, again, there was a trend, there was sort of like trend of misunderstanding with regards to the two traditions of analytical and stabilizing meditation. So what they said, what that trend said was that for those scholastic people, then they need to engage in a lot of analysis, a logical analysis of texts. Therefore, you know, their main field is analytical meditation. They need to do a lot of research and analytical meditation. So that's their main field and not main field expertise, you know, not their stabilization meditation. So, and for meditators, then the main thing for them to do is to watch their own minds, you know, to watch the nature of their minds and so forth. So for them, the main expertise should be the stabilizing meditation and not analysis. So there, however, here Lama Tsongkhapa says this is a wrong way of saying, because both the scholars and the meditators need both analytical and stabilizing meditation. The reason being that scholars also need to cultivate the practice of calm abiding, you know, the ability to direct their minds single pointedly upon the object of focus of meditation. Therefore, they also need to cultivate stabilizing meditation. And the meditators, you know, they also need to, other than meditating on their minds, they need to also have like proper faith towards their spiritual masters, and also faith in the law of cause and effect and so forth. So therefore, they also need analytical meditation. So Lama Tsongkhapa says to assume that each needs only one kind is wrong assumption.
Sōti gōmbā mēbā nyōna, lām jī sōtama tōma mē shirō mē jēwā tāng. Chūng sē chī jō shirō chē chē mē mbēbē lām na sācho jē mē nyōndē, lām jī rūdāng tātama shirō nō kuñjā shī, lōbō mā kōjī sōmbā tā chētā chēnyā tā mā rūpa jē bē shirō bēdā tūkī shērō. Tī sēr, lām chē sāma gōmbā tāma tā jēngē chē bātā, tēmbā tā bātā, pōnāng jē bātā, yī tō dōn rūpa nōna, lām kōgā sōma tā yōndā jī shīpār chā wō. Sotubi shira zi chi ne gomgupa mongpo song yo res. Nida ta tenri chi ne, sotubi shira zi chi ne gomba mewa yina, eni shiram pel togu ma re. Shiram chi ega ma re ta, shiram pel togu ma re. Shiram mambewa yin za lam ji sa chui togu ma res. Yindu eni jeba che go re, jeba che na shiram pel. Eni te tsam ji da gomji mongwa chi, eni lam ji sa chui chenpo yung yo re. Eni lam ji gao se yon, Yimbarita, Shirabde, Kechimbore, and Mahomba Topsachin Nayo, and the Jedachin, Geneva Tamjin Chimbi, Tamjin Chimbi Shide, Rubsan Taturi, attended in the Soto to be Jene, Yimbari, Gombate, and Kechimbore, yes. So, Yimbari.
So, here, Lama Tsongkhapa further says that within the various sutras and tantras, great emphasis, you know, it mentions in many places the great importance of the analysis using the discriminative wisdom. So in this way, if one does not engage in such a practice, one will not be able to give rise to wisdom, or, you know, one's wisdom will not increase. So if one does not give rise to wisdom, one's wisdom does not increase, then one does not enter the paths, you know, one does not achieve great progress in the path of practice. So therefore, in order to achieve progress in the path, you know, one needs to give rise to wisdom. Wisdom is very important, and to achieve that, one needs to engage in discriminative analysis. And here also Lama Tsongkhapa says that omniscience is the best among, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes the statement that omniscience is the best amongst wisdoms. And therefore, the ultimate achievement, which is the omniscient state of Buddhahood, is able to perceive the diversity of phenomena as well as the true nature of those phenomena. So all that is again dependent, you know, all that, to achieve that again is very important to rely upon the discriminative wisdom of analysis. Yes.
Nde ta gom ja yin de gona ne shiro yam pen ri wa se ro ya de ne go gi o res ta ka je gom ja yin de gona pe ge mi ba Tēnā sēm nē tēwē sō nōchī. Tā yendā nē jēn rōwē sō nōchī. Tēn jū shē rā mē wā. Rīpa tō tēn rō wā. Tēn rē yōn dō nā gōm tē kōrsā lō. Kōrsā rīmā rē. Lām kōr wā, lām nō tē chī mā. Gōm tō lō wā rē sō. Yīmā rē tā tēn gōm tō lō nō yā kā rē sē nā nē gōm jā yōn tū kō nē shēnē rō gōm bē kāp lā chīng gō jiong tau chaba gong gu gyo rwa. Nita ta jingwa chamo se ya de sa yung du gong na, 로인 젠동한테 젠동 안내 같이 내자대 때문에 된대 검검이나 아니 쟁의 체론도야 리바토론도야 된대 연구요 그게 미비되나 샘내 돼서 뭐지 이나요 남주연의 리바토론도 그런데 검지고 사례에서
So when one is meditating, if one is doing proper meditation, then one's wisdom will increase, and one's mind will become clearer. You know, once the mind or the logic becomes clearer. So, however, if Lama Tsongkhapa says that if you find that no matter how much you engage in meditation and cultivating in a path, if you find the mind's gradually being dulled into oblivion. And then you're slowly becoming your wit is becoming slower. It's about what is to be abandoned and what is to adopt in one's practice. That this is a sure sign that you have gone the wrong way, you know, engaged in the wrong path of practice. So here, it refers to when one is doing meditation on calm abiding shamatha practice, then one has to avoid the extremities of mental laxity and excitement. So here when one has a subtle laxity or subtle thinking, what we call the thinking in the practice of shamatha, this is if one has a subtle form of that thinking, then what happens is that the object of one's meditation still appears, you know, it can be held by the mind. However, the mind is holding upon that object of meditation. It's not forceful enough. It's not holding with a suitable amount of force. So therefore, then there's a subtle laxity in that process of holding object of meditation. That this causes the mind to gradually become more and more dull, you know, over time. So therefore, if one finds that this happens, then one has made a mistake in the meditations.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 대답된 개체 모시오리 레다 가세게네 조범모와 제바인나 비게다 연대통야라네 조범모 제바인나 대점제네 대바체론 로야 되는데 연결이 힌두 소도 비시럽지 제고 말해서야 돼 아니 남노와 임바시바치 소도 비시럽지 제고를 해서야 내라 아니 현재 말해서나요 And they're wrong, it's a minjuba, yinjuba minuba. I think they can give a wrong or is.
So, when one is meditating, when with regards to the meaning of the scriptures, Lama Tsongkhapa says that when one uses the wisdom of discrimination to analyze the meaning of the scriptures, then by seeing the qualities of the scriptures, then this greatly increases your faith. This greatly increases your faith towards the teachings and aspiration and joy and so forth. So all this is done through discriminating wisdom. Translated as discerning wisdom. So here, if one uses the, one should use discerning wisdom and have a very stable faith in it to the extent that this discerning wisdom to conduct analytical meditation, even if others were to tell you that this kind of wisdom is irrelevant or unnecessary, then you know that would not be able to disturb your mind, make your mind move or sway away from conviction towards this practice. So one should arrive at that stage of conviction. Yes.
Not that you have a minute.